We are continuing our shiurim on Matbei Bracha. We had finished more or less the words Kiddushanu b'mitzvosav v'tzivanu, and we had explained how you bring down the makifim, Chochma Bina and Chassadin Das and Gevurah Das, and we had skipped up the part telling us of the Hashash where we bring these makifim to. So those who have the siddur in front of them will notice that, for example, in Kiddushanu, after we're bringing down the makifim, the lamed mem, it says over here a line which we actually skipped. So let me just, if we can zoom into that, we can see exactly what we're speaking about over here. So in this line over here, where it says, lechabad chagatz, dema uben, the parts of kachbad, dat silut, dat silut, dat bia, dat silut. Now that's probably the most complicated line we've seen so far in Matbei Bracha. But Hashem, we're going to try and explain that with the next few shiurim. Okay, exactly what is this area in Zah that we're bringing these makifim and all the shefet to? Okay, so with that we're going to learn the kesef, nekudas kesef. So in Chelik Dalit, in Chelik Aleph, it's called the Hashlamas Chelik Aleph. Those who have the Sefer, it's on page 107. He gives a very nice bio, bringing down a machlokes between the Alinar and the Asode. The Asode actually being the Talmud of the Alinar. So here we go. Bio pchotei partzuf in the Zah, aleim nimshochim hamochim de gadlut b'matbei bracha. We're going to be mamshich the Mochim de Gadlus, that's where we're up to now, to the parts of Avzah, Ubi'uro Rabbezeinu Ale Nar, and the Sada B'inyan Zeh. Here we go. Said the Kinesis Amochim Amakifim Aniska, the Lamed Mem, the Pratze parts of the Zah, is by Bof and Kazim. We're going to explain, as we said, that Kishishan B'mitzvah B'tzivani, on those words, we're bringing down the Lamed Mem, and this is how it goes. Dina, because bechinas as shaskin and bepchati parts of zah, in all the bechinas that we're speaking about in the parts of zah, kegon bechol. So this is the address where we bring the shefa to. It's called the chub, the nai, the bina, the zah. That address that we spoke about many times, you bring down the shefa all the way down to the bina, the zah. Particularly the chub, the nai, the bina, the zah. Alein redat shuhu kolul megimol patzufim pchatiim. Nai, Chabad, Chagat, and Chabad. So that address in Zah, which is the Bina de Zah, just in short, we're going to open that up as if to say we're going to open it up with a magnifying glass and see in the Bina de Zah that it's subdivided into the Nahi and the Chagat and the Chabad. Now, Mochin the Ibo. The oisa bechina boas oskim yimshichu liparts of nahi. The protus oisa bechina desah. Remember at the beginning of the Matbei Bracha, we brought down what's called Ibo and Yenika. So, which translates to be the nahi and chagat of the chagat. So, that shefa, which is called the nahi and chagat, the nahi, which is again called the mochen, the Ibo, are going to go where in Zah? To the nahi of that bechina in Zah that we spoke about, their address. Amochim the Yenika, the parts of Chaga, the also Bechina de Zah. And we're going to bring the Mochim of Yenika into the Chaga de Zah. And we're going to bring the Mochim de Gadlu, which we're working on now, after we say the words of Melech HaOlam, we go up to upside the Ak, we're going to bring down the Shefa de Gadlut. Therefore, we're going to work with the Mochim de Gadlu. It's called Mochim de Gadlu. And we're going to bring down to the parts of the Chabad of that particular Bechina in Zah, which is the Bina Zah. Now, Omnam, Amochim Degadlut Kvaz Ketavno Leship Mefaltim Ligimo Bechinas Sadi Lamed Mem. Now, even within this Bechina, Amochim Degadlut, we subdivide them, as we see by the Kavanas over here, into a Lamed and a Mem and a Tzadi, which spells Tselem. You're bringing down a Tselem, which is another word for Amochim Degadlut, into the Pantavu Zah. Okay. Now, והם מוחים מקיפים, אני קורא הם למד מהם, שאינם נמשכים לתוך פרצוף חבד וזה, אלא עומדים אגב ראשו. So the למד מהם is not going inside the parzuf, as we said last year. Remember the machlokes between the Birkas Meir and this person called the what is it, Chai Sheni, that wanted to claim that the Rashash is telling you that you have to bring the makifim inside the parzuf, which we don't find a dugma like this at all in all the other kavanas, and how all the gedolei amekubalim say actually bring on top. So he's mentioning this as well. Lafuka that shita that said you bring inside. So you're going to bring it on top of his head. Olam be'er zeh she'amochim de'makifim, de'lam hem bechlal mochim de'gadlut de'za, l'chein yikore nimshachim kivyochet liza. That's why the Lashon over here, which I just read to you, below this, which is found, by the way, in all the other words, kedishana b'mitzvotah v'tzivan, it's all found the same, more or less. It says, l'cha b'dechaga de'za. So, as he's mentioned, he's not going in the Chabad Chagat, but rather it's going on top. So, why is he mentioning Le Chabad Chagat? Because that's Be'erich, as the Lord read the Loshen as well, again. It's mentioned in the Siddur Rashash to be said as if it's going to Le Chabad Chagat, the part of Chabad Zah. And therefore we have all three, the tzadi and the lamed and the mem, all being sorted out. Now v'zeh ma shekotzu v'sido ha-kodosh v'seh de-kinisas ha-mochim de-gadlu de-tzadi shekorim lahem nai de-abba v'nai de-ima. So we see that from the sido that he calls the nai de-abba v'ima, he calls the tzadi. So we have it clear. So it's all these languages that we're using, Chabad Chagat Nahi, or we're using Tzadin Lamed Mem. All these lashon is all be'erchim, all meaning the exact same thing. Okay. So whatever you're going to call the lower shefa, you have to call the higher shefa a higher bechina, meaning either Lamed or we call it Chagat. Excuse me. And therefore, the Lamed Mer are considered to be the Lamed, the Chabad and the Chagat in the Siddur, what we find. And the Tzadi, as we know, has to come in, is referred to as a Nahi. Okay, so I hope that's clear. And then it continues, the Niklus Kesef. Me'achish ha'mochim, ve'amochim the Tzadi, nimshochim, be'kol yutzfil the parts of Chabad, Liza. Now that we know, we always know this, that the Mochim the Tzadi, which is, again, another reference to the Nahi, Nimshach bekol yutzfiros the parts of Chabad Zah, it's in Mamshich all the way to the 10 spheres of Zah. Korim b'shem chokim elyonim entzoyim tatayim dinahi. You understand the problem with you, because the Rashash calls it Nahi, but we know that you're not only bringing it down to the Nahi, you bring it to the 10 spheres, which is the Nahi, Chagat, and the Chabad. So why is he called it Nahi? So again, all in reference, Be'erchin, the Lamed Mem, which is Keneged, let's say, Chagat and the Chabad, therefore we're going to call all the other Sheva, which goes inside the parts of the Nai, but it's not only going to the Nai, it's going to the 10 spheres of Zah. It's an important point. Now, Afal Gav, Shabi Yachas, the Etzim of Mochim, Atzman, the Tzadi, Hem Mochim, the Gadlus, the Chabad, Kifir Shabi Anu Le'er. Even though the Tzadi, the Ikat Mochim is by the Chabad, the Zah. So that makes the kasha even worse. So why are we calling the Nahi? Teretz is again, this is all be'erich in the makifim, which we call Chabad Chagat. Vimke, yecholeli this topic, we could have made a mistake, ve'loma she'atam b'madbe avrocha, v'tevetz kidishanu, v'chole v'chole, nimshachem v'morchem, de'lamed mem, le'chabad chagat, the parts of Chabad, the oto ha'pchat bo oskim dizah. We could have thought that we're bringing into the Chabad Dizah, because now we're talking about the Mochim Degadlus, which goes principally in the Chabad Dizah. And we can divide the Chabad Dizah into the Nai and the Chagat and the Chabad. So you might think the Lamed Mem, which would correspond to the two higher levels of the Chagat and the Chabad, would go into Zah. And we think that the tzaddik goes only into the nai of that particular bechina, the nai of the chagat, of the chabad. V'amokim the tzaddi, abayim b'maseh mitzvah, or b'anoh, yimshuchu l'nai the pasuk of the chabad. Do'ot v'prosh asking b'zah, which is the chabad. Omnum Rabbi Nachshash ben Ashar Mesido Mevayesh Amshach the Nasi Bepchotus Yoise. No, it's more than that. It goes in the entire Esses Sfiros of Zah. Now we're going to explain this a bit more by Arichas. Now here we go. This is the Pshat according to the Rabbeinu Alina. V'Rabbeinu Nisim Harari Raful, right? That is the Alina. It's an abbreviation for his name. Nun Heresh, which is Nahal. So that's Nisim Rabbeinu Nisim Harori Raful Zatzal. Vesebe Kodosh Alina, Ois Dali. Mevar Barucha et Amahar de Rabbeinu Rashash Zia. Zecher Zchut Yagen Alinu Amen. Vahaor Bidi Vekosho Sham, She Dalet Olam Zabia Klolim Omdim. I'm going to show you a picture in a minute because it's going to get a little bit confusing. So we're going to think about the four worlds. Let's imagine in our minds you have four worlds. Dalet Olamos Abia, which are Atzilus, and underneath that, Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya. Hakol in Omdim etor Ze Agav Ze, one on top of the other. Yesh Likol Echad Mehem, Pratus, Ches Olamos Be'ovi. And all of them, Be'ovi has eight olamas Be'ovi. V'hem dalet olamas abia de pnimiyus, v'dalet olamas abia de chitzonius. V'kol olam ehem yesh behem protus ach apin avim avzun v'gemukim. So let's look at this one. You have Atzilus, on the other side you have Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya. Now Be'ovi moving sideways, you can have also that entire system. Eight times over. So you got four in the pnimius of those olamas, and four in the chitzonius of those olamas. Now let's continue. And within each section, you can have a miniature five partsufim with the gimel keli. Now, meaning olam atzilut the kol echad mehem yikal pnimius, and everywhere you find atzilut is going to call pnimius. Olamas Bia, the Kol Echad Mehem, Yikol Chitzonius. And each one is going to be called Chitzonius. I think whether to show you a picture now. I'll show you a picture in a minute. Let's just finish off the wording here. Now, V'lechein, Olam Atzilus, the Atzilus. What are you talking about, the Atzilus, the Atzilus, the Pnimius, Yikol, Pnimius, the Pnimius? So again, just swap the words for Atzilus to be the Pnimius of those Olamas. Like we know, there's always a Pnimius and a Chitzonius to everything. Ve, olamas bia datzilus. When you have the bia datzilus, the pnimius, they call chitzonius the pnimius. So again, bia just transfer that lashon into meaning. That's called chitzon. Atzilus the pnimius. So if you have a bia the atzilus the pnimius, that would be called chitzonius the pnimius. The pnimius. Olam atzilus the chitzonius. You call pnimius the chitzonius. All of the beer that seals the chitzonis, you call chitzonis chitzonis. And that's there, yeah, because you can figure out for yourself, it's a very simple system, how you just transfer the words beer and atzilus to be a reference to chitzonis and pnimius. Ye gam ke me beer tachnoina, beprot to shelahem, ke moshe nisade bezat shem betablan and emshech. Vechein za, that seals, that beer. The chitzonis of pnimius. He called atzilus shebo chitzonis de pnimius. V'za de bia de chitzonis de pnimius. He called bia shul chitzonis de pnimius. Again, just a play on words. Everything be'erichim. And then he goes over the page 108. Hine be'etchaim shah shemois. See that it's shemois. Keli zun de atzilus de peregimol. So all the keli of zun are found in peregimol. And shah shemois was shah mem beis, mem dalit. So that's what we're going to call Keli Azun Atzilus, the Kelim the Peregimo. We know what that means. But Shemot Keli Zun the Bia, Now we find the kelim of the bia, the zunda bia, that we'll find there in Perik He, in Shal Mem Dalet. So that's why he's going to call the names of the kelim zunda bia kelim de pinimius. Okay, so what we're going to do now, we're going to see a picture of what we just spoke about the four worlds, one on top of the other. We're going to find the right-hand side, the chitzonis and the pnimius, to the left-hand side. And the chitzonis is going to be subdivided into the four worlds of Asiya, Yetzirah, Bria, and Asiyelut. And also the pnimius is also the four worlds of Asiya, Yetzirah, Bria, and Atzilut. And each one of these is going to be subdivided into Al-Khampin, Abba, V'ima, V'zun. Those are the five parts of it. So here's a picture of that. Now let's try to focus on this, because it's important. Now all of these have been given numbers to facilitate that way we don't, because it's very easy to get very confused over here with all these different numbers over here. So let's talk about the chitzonius part. Let's just make a dogma of the chitzonius part, and with that we'll understand the rest of it. Okay, so we're going to look over here in the chitzonius part. Okay, now the chitzonius has an asiya to it, a yetzira, and a bria. And Atzilus. I hope everybody can see that clearly. This is the Chitzonis, the Pnimius. And the Pnimius is going to have the exact same thing. Asiya, Yetzira, Bria, and Atzilus. So the way the number is going to work is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We're going to go from the world of Atzilus in the Pnimius all the way down into the world of Asiya and Chitzonis. Now, if you see here clearly that each one is subdivided into the five Paltzufim. Okay, so this image over here is just replicated into the world of Bria, the world of and Yetzira, the world of Asiya over here. So four worlds on top of each other. But over, you're going to have four over here, four over here. That's your eight worlds, and each one is subdivided into the Al-Khampin, Abba V'ima, and Zun. And each one has a letter, as a number. So we're going to start again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 8, 16, 24, 32. So we're going to have 32 subcategories. We're going to divide these four worlds into 32 different subcategories. Okay? So, what else can we add? We're going to add one more part over here. It sounds very complicated, but it's not really. So let's start over here. The Pnimius. The Pnimius, meaning if we're dealing with the world of Atzilus, I want to focus on a particular mitzvah, which is going to do the tikkun of this Atzilus, which is, we're going to name it number one. So number one, for example, you're putting on tefillin. Tefillin will be able to activate and rectify this particular area in the world of Atzilus. So by you putting tefillin, you're going to be manifesting a rectification, a tikkun, in what's called the pnimius. Right, sounds complicated, but it's not really. It's all just number one. But we have to give it names in order to find our direction. Let's move over to over here, the chitzonius. So we're going to have the asiya. I'm doing a particular mitzvah, which is going to do a tikkun in this particular area of the world. That's going to be called the chitzonius of the chitzonius. So, like I said, I guess a little bit complicated, but with the chart, when you're mastering this chart, you can be working with the pnimius of the chitzonius of Bria, or the words of Yetzir of the chitzon of the chitzon. So it gets a little bit. Think about, follow the track with the numbers and the whether it's pnimius chitzon, and should make sense. Okay, so let's continue now within the Kudus Kesef. We are on page number. Excuse me, on page number in the Kusikev, we're going to skip to page 110 now. Ve'ata, melabdeinu Rabbeinu Alena, shebetevas kiddushanu b'mitzvoy savitzivanu, what happens? Al, those four words, what are we doing? What type of rectification? Do you have the chart there? You don't have a page 110? 300 pages, 110. So by saying those four words, let's see if I have it over here. A second. No, I skipped up. That copy, if you just pass me that copy. Okay, so by saying those four words, which is Kiddushanu, on top of the page, Kiddushanu b'mitzvot avitzivanu al, nimshachim amochim amakifim de lamed mem de gadlus, that we know, right? We're bringing the lamed mem. That was the easy part. Now, this is the tricky part. Where are you bringing it to? So the Rashash says to the Chabad, Chagat, the Paltzuk, Chabad, so far so good, because until Melech Olam, we all worked in the Chagadizah. We brought the Mochim the Katnas. Now, Melech Olam, we're working in the Chabadizah. It's called Mochim the Gadlus. So that makes sense. We're bringing, first of all, the Chabad Chagat, which is two Makifim, which are going on top of the head of Zah, which is called the Chabad. Then he says, De Abia de Zah dat Tziras. Now, what does that mean? Sounds very teef. De Abia de Zah dat Tziras. Ve'abia, to make things a bit more complicated, he says, De'abia, de'bia, atachtoinim. So two addresses. One's going to be in Atzilus, and one's going to be in Bi'en Tachton. So one's going to be in Atzilus, and the other three worlds are going to find another Hamshach over there. But often Kizik explains. B'tevat Kiddushanu, when you say the words Kiddushanu, what are you bringing down? Says the Rashash, you bring down Mochem de Chochma. Of what? Of the Lamed Mem. Which is Gadlus. Now, where you bring it to? You bring it to the Chabad the Chagat, the parts of Chabad the Zah. Then he says, the Atzilus, which is number one in our chart. Remember our chart, where number one said? That is number one. So, let me just show you the chart over here. This chart is actually found in one page 111 over the page. So if you look over there, I'm going to pinpoint it as we're reading. Maybe that's a good idea. Maybe I'll keep the chart up while we're reading this. So this is number one. This is exactly where we're bringing the Shefa when we say the word Kiddushanu. This is what we're rectifying, which is called the world of Atzilus. Particularly, it's going to be called in Loshon Arizah. And Rashash, Pinimis, the Pinimis, that Tzilus, which is actually the Pinimis. Or other words, it's called the Zah, that Tzilus, okay, which is this again, which is Atzilus, that Tzilus. Very simple, isn't it? So it sounds very intimidating, but when you look at the chart, you see that it's not so bad. So he says in brackets, Mispa Alev Betabla Imhu Bikat Shvach. We'll see that every mitzvah has a different area. So because a shvach, that's a particular type of mitzvah. Because a nenim will do something else. Another tikkun, a different area of this chart. So if we're working, let's say, Lama Zogin with a because a shvach, this is the area it's going to be working with. Or mitzvah hey betabla imhu because a masi. If you're doing a ma'aser, because a ma'aser, tikkun shofar, whatever, you're doing a ma'aser, therefore you're going to be doing number five. Look at number five. That's the atzilus of atzilus, but it's working on the chitzonius now, part. Excuse me. Which is called atzilus de bia, because remember, always you can always swap the words chitzon with bia, and always swap the Pinimi to be Atzilus, and vice versa. So therefore, if I'm telling you I'm working with number five, with Bikas Amaiser, when I say the word Kiddushanu, maybe it's with Altikas Shofar or something, then I'm doing Amaiser, I'm rectifying this, which is the Pinimius of the Chitzon, which is also called as the Atzilus of the Bia. Okay? Atzilus, because it's like Atzilus. And the beer because we're working with the chitzonius. Let's continue. Now, Mispah 9, 17, 25, Pinimius. So 9, 17, and 25, which is all part and parcel of this Atzilus that we're working with, all by Kiddushanu. So we're not only rectifying this Kiddushanu, we're rectifying all these other parts of the worlds. All these other parts over here. So that's again 1, 9, 17, and 25, all in the world, Kiddushanu. That's right. Velatziz the Bia, which is Mispal 9:17:25 Pnimius, or 13:21:29 was Bechinas or Chitzonis. Or if you're working with the mice, you'll be rectifying all this. All this was Chitzonis. Vozoit letam the Atzilus who can get Chochma. Why? Because when the Rishash says working with Chochma, this has to do with the world of Atzilus. Now, let's continue. When you say the word b'mitzvosav by moichim the binos, the Rashash tells us we're bringing down the binos. Now, where in this chart would you see that you're rectifying binos? The lamed med the gadlus, the chavod chagia, the parts of chavod zah, the bria, says the Rashash. Now, this is the only difference now. We're working with the bria that silus. So automatically we focus over here. We're working with the bria now. What we're doing the words. We're doing the words b'mitzvosav, which is bria, which is mispar number two. So let's look at number two. This is also a one second. Mispar shtayim b'tabla pnimiyas, or mispar six in the world of a tabla when you're doing a mice. So again, let me just rectify what I just said. Let's go back. So even though this is the main bria, but this is the bria tachton. We also have a bria ha'elyon, or the bria d'atzilus, which we want to focus on, which is over here. See that? That's the bria d'atzilus. Bria d'atzilus. So when you're working the dvar shebishvach, a bocha shebishvach, working over here, rectifying over here. A bocha, which is nogeta ma'isi, you'll be working over here. Not only over here, you'll be working with all the other consecutive brias, which is in all the worlds. Mispar 9, 17, 20, Mispar 10, 11, and 12. It says, so you're doing two tikkun. You'll be doing a tikkun in the Atzilus. You do also a tikkun in the Bia Tachta, which is 14, 15, and 16. Let's move on to the next word of the bracha. What's the next word of the bracha? It's vitzivanu. So says the Rashash, you're working the morchim devak, which we translated as, the Mefarshim translated as chasadim de das, because you're bringing down the morchim. Well, particularly the lamed mem, which is the makifim, where you're bringing the chasadim de das to the lamed mem, of the gadlus, of the chava, the chaga, the parts of chava, the za. The only thing that changes here, you're working with the word of yetzira now. Yetzira de Atzilus. That's the first thing you're manipulating. So that would be number three and number seven. Whether you're doing a shvach or you're doing a boch, which is nogeta to a meiser. And as well, you're also doing another tikkun in all the yetziras in the biatachta, which is number 11, 19, and 27, or 15, 25, and 31, 23 and 31. Now, let's move on. The last word or the last letter is either al or li, right? That you bring in Mochim, the Rashash says of Malchus. What's Malchus? Malchus is another code word for Gvor Zedas. Abdullah Mehmed, the God of the Chabad Chag, the part of Chabad the Zah, and the only thing now changed, we're working with the world of Asiya. Here's the world of Asiya, that's Silas. Number four, number eight, and consequently, we'll also be working with the Bia Tachton, which is 12, 20, and 28, or 16, 24, and 32. Okay? Adkan. So therefore, that is the Shitas of the Alinah. That's the way he builds up the world, and that is exactly the manipulation and the rectification of the world that you're doing by saying those four powerful worlds. Okay, I hope everybody's clear in Shitas of the Alina, which is simpler than the next Shita we're going to see, which is actually the Shitas of the Sadeh. So now let's turn to page 112. V'Rabbeinu Sadeza be'agoso and divo Rabbeinu Alina. Like I told you, because the Sade is actually a Talmud of Rabbeinu of the Alina, so it's interesting that he's chorik on his Rebbe. Hikshe she me'etz chayim shal pinimis v'chitzon Shamem Perak Beis. Mashma Shamochim the Katnus Hem Bechinas Bia Vinimshachim Libia. That he has a problem because we see over there that the Mochim the Katnus Hem Bechinas Bia Vinimshachim Libia. When it comes to the Mochim the Gadus Hem Bechinas Atzilus Vinimshachim Latzilus. And came Mochim the Yenika Nimshachu Bitchila Abracha Atev Amelcha Oilam Nimshachu Lehem Lebiya Deza Datsilus. The Pnim is Chitzan, which is 2, 3, 4, or 6, 7, 8. Betavla Behem Biya Tachton. The Pnim is Chitzan She Shemois Kaleyam Hema Beperk He. The Bechinas Katnus, which is Mispah 10, 11, 12, 18, 19, 20, 26, 27, 28, or 14, 15, 16, 22, 23, 24, 30, 31, 32, Bitabla. Okay? So let me show you that inside. Let me show you that inside. So he's working with a little bit of a different system. And it's as follows. So he's going to, again, the system, the worlds are the same. You have Atzilus, Bria. So if you turn to page 113, I'll show you the chart. 113. So we have the world of Atzilus, and underneath Bria, under that Yetzira, and underneath that Asir, the four worlds. Again, the right part of the world in this particular diagram is called the Chitzonius. Again, you shouldn't really imagine this as right and left, but rather a cylinder inside another cylinder, but it's probably harder to draw. So in our particular diagram, it's the right-hand side of the Chitzonius, which is also called Bria. And the left-hand side is Pnimius, is also called Atzilus. So, we're going to work from left to right over here. So, for example, if we're being misaken, or we're doing a maaseh a brocha shebishvach, we're working with the pnimius of the world of Atzilus, which is also called Atzilus de Atzilus. He's pointing out over here that you're going to be doing it on two bases. You're going to do the Atzilus, you also do the Bia Tachton, very similar to the Alena. Let's read that again with the chart now. Let me show you the chart, and then we're going to read it inside. Let's bring that a bit more in focus, so you can see that obviously the chart looks different. For Rabbein Asadeh, we're going back to 112. Rabbein Asadeh Zal Ba'agos al Divrei Rabbeinu Alena Hekshesh Shabimeetz Chaim Shal Pinim Es Chitzon with the Shal Mem Perik Beis Masha Shemochim Dikad Nusem Bia. Bia, Bechinas Bia, and Imsharim Libia. So all the Katnus goes only to Bia. And the Mochim de Gadus only go to Atzilus. Shehem Bechinas Atzilus, Imsharim Atzilus. In Cain, it comes out, the Mochim, the Yenika, Nimshachu, Betchil Bechinas Ad, Tevot Melech Oil, Imsharim Le, Hen Libia, the Zah, the Atzilus. The Pinus, which is number 2, 3, and 4. So let's look on the chart. 2, 3, and 4, only to these. And, or 6, 7, 8, which is on the Chitzon part. Hen libiya tachto on the Pnimis the Chitzon, Shmois Keleim Perke, Bechines Katnus, Maseret Mispa 10, 11, 12. When you come to the Katnus, it's going to be 10, 11, 12. And 18, 19, 20, and then 26, 27, 28, which are all these Bechinas over here. And also 14, 14, 15, 16, 22, 23, 24, 30, 31, 32, all this Chilik, which is called Katnus. Ve'elu Mochim de Gadlus, that's all Mochim de Katnus. Ve'elu Mochim, excuse me, Elu Mochim de Gadlus, Nimshuchu Rak Lebechinas Atzilus, Mispa 1, it's for the Gadlus only to number 1, or to number 5 when it's Maisim. When you come to Bia Tachton, you're only working with number 9 or number 7, 13. Or 17 and 21, or 25 and 29. See how much more limited we are, how much less we're doing with Mochim the Gadlut than we're doing with Mochim the Katnas. But if he's in Nevaya Shemashi Katu of Benah Sholem the Sido, Lamshir, the Mochim the Gadlut, the Beteva Kedisham, the Mitzvotav, it's Ivano Al, Libia, the Atsius, Vilibia, the Bia, which is also Bia Tachta. Yes, Nevaya Zoys, a P, Mashkos, Benah Sholem, the Akdos, Bikas Atoira, Shabaoil of Atsilos Atsmo, Yesh Protus, Samech Dalit Olamas. Really, there are 64 worlds that we're dealing with. Sad Olamas. Im ken yesh lomash, or olam atzilus atzilus. When we're working, which is number one in this chart, which is up here, number one. So when we're working with a particular mitzvah, which is going to rectify that, or number five, which is the chitzan, nefared la'abia be'ovi shishmot kaleim yeh peragimol. Then the king you're going to see is like in peragimol of Shmois. Of Shemus. Which is Paragimel. When you're going down further down, 9:17:25 over here, that also is going to be part and parcel of doing the Tikkun, or 13:21:29 over here, when you're doing, again, a Maisev, Dikha Mitzvah. Then he says, V'yotze, Ata lifi anhoga rabbi nasade, shemitchilas abocha atemus melech ha'olam nimchuchu amochim diyinika lebiya datzilus. So as you're working through the bracha, you're saying Baruch Ata Hashem Elokim Melech Ha'olam. When you get to Melech Ha'olam, you're really only working with 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, and 4. It's amochim dekatnas. Or you'll be working with 6, 7, 8. Whether it's a ma'aser, 6, 7, 8. Okay, all before the Mochim Gadlus. And also the Biatakto was 10, 11, 12, 18, 19, 20, and 26, 27, and also vice versa for the Mochim, when you're working with the Chitzonius. Excuse me. Kashen itzai ato, it's a table zoi shuv, excuse me, im protos azze, kifi diva kosher shal rabbeinu ale rabbeinu asade. So that's the way it's going to work. Not like in the previous diagram that we saw, that you're working with them all on the same bechinas. Right? We saw that kiddushanu, you're working all this, all that. You're working downwards from the world of Atzilus, Briya, Yetzia, and Asiya. You're not working Bechlan and Oivi. So either you're doing a Maisa, that's the Chitzonis, or the Pinimus. It's very straightforward. And then Vitzivanu, Mitzvotav, Vitzivanu, you're working just rows. There's four on the right hand side, we represent the four words. And on the left hand side, the exact same. Excuse me. Masha Enkin, when you're working with the system of the Sade, you're working be'ovi, excuse me, even when you work with Mochim the Katnas, it's implied. So not only in with Mochim the Gadlus, we'll find this chart, also Mochim the Gadlus. Mochim the Katnas. So that's the major difference between the machlokes between them. So now let's turn to page 114. Now, we're going to explain now, according to these charts, this complicated address of the Chashash that says, I'll read it again out to you, it says, L'chabad chaga dema deben, ma'u ben, the parts of kachba da'atzilus, de'zah da'atzilus, de'abia da'atzilus. Tremendously complicated. So now he's going to, according to what we've learned, try to explain this to us. So here, page 114. Le'ol kol ha'omu, nevay ata et loshon kotcho shel asido ha'kodosh, becholonos v'adgar b'propos. Here, kotcho b'sido, she'amochem delamed nem nimshochem li'abia de'zad ha'tzilas. So we know there's two different portions to what we're doing. We're bringing it to Zad Atzilus, also we're bringing the shefa down to let's call it Zah de Bia. Right? So you have a Tziris and Bia. Excuse me. So we done again. Le Abia de Zah de Tziris, so also Vide Bia Bia, which means the Chitzonis, and the Abia de Tziris, which means the Pnimis. Here, Mashuk of the Abia de Zah de Tziris, what does that mean exactly? The Abia de Zah de Tziris. It means that Kavon Elefi Diva Kosher de Rabbeinu Alena, according to the Alena, that would be corresponding to number 1, 9, 17, 25. So let's see that in his chart, just to graphically understand what we're talking about. Again, this is the chart of the Alena. And when I say the words, when we say Kedishanu, B'mitzvotav V'sivanu, say Kedishanu primarily, Kedishanu. When you say Kedishanu, we're working with this, 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 and this. Meaning, with the Atzilus of the Atzilus, the Atzilus of the Bria, the Atzilus of the Yetzir, and the Atzilus of the Asir. That's what you're working with. And also, if you're doing a mitzvah, Shebemaisim, a Maisim mitzvah, you're working with 5, 13, 21, 29 on the other side. Now, Umashe Kosov, that's all the address of what? Let's go back to the address here. Very important, go back to the source. What is that? He's explained that the Abia, the Zad Atzilus. So, Atzilus is very important to find that. So, it's Atzilus, 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 Atzilus. Let's go backwards. What's the Abia? Abia, because this is Abia. Abia, Asiya, Yetzira, and Briya, and Atzilus. That's Abia. And Zah, you just focus on the Prat of Zah, which is in each one of them. Simple as that. So really, she actually mentioned it Zah de Abia de Atzilus, but whatever, he put Zah in between. Now, Mashi, okay, and then he continues. Well, Mashi Kotov U Abia, Vida Abia, right? So he explained the first words, that Abia de Zah de Atzilus, then he says Vida Abia. Why is he adding Vida Abia? A Kavana Libia Tachtoinim, Shem Shah Misporim de Tavla, Kemoshin is vibe hemshech potus. That's, we're going to explain that later on. That's extra additional potim inside the bia tachta. Now, that's all according to the shittas of the sade. Let's continue this. But the shittas of in a sade, yeah, called the potus partsu fatzilus shem 1, 9, 7, 20, 25 or 5, 13, 21, 29 as we explained. Omashe Kosov, now what's the last two words in that address? It's called De'abia De'atzilus. Now what's this additional potim? So he says, Mashkos De'abia De'atzilus, Yidbay Alpi, Mashkos Rabbeinu Machozal. Zia, B'sofa Sefer Kodesh Sha'arei Kedusha, Chele Gemo Sha'abes. Right? Sheyesh Dalit Machtsovim, a malbishim, this has nothing to do with the chart anymore. This is an additional prat. Listen to this. So in Shah Kedusha, interesting, not in the writings of the Arizal that we find in Etz Chaim, but rather in Shah Kedusha. Okay, you read Shah Kedusha, right? Shah Kedusha, Ram Chaim right? All the yeshiva light read the same, but they don't really actually understand that it's proper Kabbalah. So what does it mean over here? Be that silos. It by about Pimashko de Rabbeinu. In Shai Kedusha Chelagim on Shai Beis, she yesh bo dalet machtsovim malbishim ze leze. Beshovim. Each one is malbish ze veze beshovim. Then metzav is spheros. That's number one. That's the most penemius. Look at it as cylinders. The most penemius of it is metzav spheros. Around that you have metzav and neshamas, the station of the neshamas, and then you have a metzav amalachim around that, and then you have the metzav of choshech. Those are the four worlds which are, or stations, Mertzovim, which are malbish one on top of the other. Now, V'Rabbeinu Shash Hechiv B'Zeh, V'Sevei Kodesh Na'ar Shalom, V'Dav Tet, Amud Dalet, V'Ayin Sham. Amash Medvav, Shekola Mertzav Klulul, Me'ak V'Abia, Pchoti Do'ose Mertzav. So within that Mertzav, let's talk about the most penemius part of that Mertzav, which is called the Mertzav at Sfilos. Within that, you're going to find Ak and Abia. Now, Rabbeinu the Rosh, we call him the Rosh Rabbi, which is the Neched of Rabbeinu Hashash. V'sefer called the Divrei Sholom. He writes, Kosov Shehem Keneged Abia. All that is Keneged Abia. Nimsa, Shemersav Sfiros Nikra Ak V'Abia Datzilas. Therefore, it comes out that all of this we're talking about, it's Ak V'Abia Datzilas. Okay? Within that Mertzav of the Sfiros. Merzav that spheres. Now, Umerzav and Neshomas Nikra Ak Vabia Debriya. And then you have Merzav and Molochim Nikra Ak Vabia Dietzira, and Merzav the Choshe Nikra Ak Vabia Dietzira. Again, I don't want people to get confused over here. It's just a matter of linguistics, basically. We're just defining one level which is higher than the other level. So we're just adding in terminology just to give us reference what is more pnimi, what is more chitzen, what is more, what is higher on the hierarchy as opposed to a lower world. So the way we're going to go back and do it, let's look, imagine four cylinders. The interior cylinder is called Meltzava Spheros. We'll give it a name called Meltzava Spheros. Within that you're going to find a hierarchy of the Olam Adam Kadmon, Atzilus, Bria, and Atzilus. Sorry, Atzilus, Bria, Yitzia, and Asiya. One above the other. Now, all that we're going to call that Ak Avabia of Atzilus. Now, why do I call it Atzilus? What's the added noun of Atzilus? Because I want to differentiate between Ak Avabia of Bria, which will give me a reference to the Mertzav, which is around that Mertzav, which is called Mertzav and Neshomas. And if I say the code word Akdabia de Yitzira, so you know that's a reference to the Mertzav of Malachim. If I say Akdabia Dasia, so you know that's a reference to the Mertzav of Choshech. So it's all coded language in order to show you a reference between one to the other. One more panini, one more chitza. Now, let's continue. וזה מה שקורס ברבינו לחשב ונער שלום להקדום אז ברוך אז הדף חף עמוד בייס וגמור. And it says as follows, שעל ידי ביקרס המצווס, when you do a ביקרס, ביקרס המצווס, שפח, הודו, so ביקרס המצווס מתקנים פנימיס. Okay, that's a given. When you're doing a ביקרס המצווס, you're doing a תיקון on the פנימיס with all of us. Now, והכוונה לאק ואביה de Atzilus. You're working with this working definition, this address called Agva Bia de Atzilus. Now, what is that? We defined that already from the Rav Chaim Vital in Shah Kedusha. He told us there's a Mertzav, a Mokum called Mertzav Asfiros, a Nikra Panimius. That is equivalent to saying it's a language you have to learn. If you learn Lahavdil Chinese, doesn't make any sense at first, but it's a language somebody has to get used to. It's why I say Akva Bia Datzilus. You have to know that is the Metzav Asfiros. Now, Adide Bekas Anenim Mistakinim Achitzonius. A Kavana Le Akva Bia Debriya. Shuhu Metzav and Neshomas. That's going to be the outer. So every mitzvah is going to be different. So I'm doing either Bekas Amitzvahs, which is working with the Panimius. I'm working with the Birkas Nenim, that's working with the exterior parts. But who malbish be'obi b'shav le'ag be'abiyah d'atzilas. Va'at ha'navim, with this we can understand. She'ma she'kotzev b'sido nimshochim ha'mochim de'gadlos le'abiyah d'zah d'atzilas. So therefore, when I'm speaking about bringing mochim de'gadlos le'abiyah d'zah d'atzilas, le'biyah tachton, the Abia Datsilus, our problem was, what does it mean the Abia Datsilus? We don't find this on this chart. Excuse me. We're looking with something greater than this chart, up and above this chart, which includes this chart, which is the Kavana Shikolo Lamas Elu the Abia Dezad Datsilus Ve Abia Heima Ben Mertzav Esfiros Anika Agba Abia Datsilus. They are that Abia Datsilus, even though in the Siddur it's not written that way. It's not written Ak ve'abia d'atzilus, but rather it just went abia d'atzilus. That is the reference. That means we're working within a system called Mertzav Asfiros. וזה שכותב שהם אביר דאצילוס. או ביקס הנהנים, קוס וסידו, שהם נמשוך מוקרים שהם, שהנה, we're working with, לאביר דזה דאצילוס. ואביר דאביר דאבריר, which is, וזו יש לטעם, ביקס הנהנים, שהם מרצת נשום, זה נקרא אק ואביר דאבריר. ולכן הכל הוא, שהוא, ולכן הכל שם הוא דאביר דאבריר. בזאת השם נמשל זה, or we're going to explain this a bit more as we go along in the Siddur. Okay, good. I know this is a bit strange language, but it takes a little bit of getting used to. But it's all, again, this is a Pesach to understand that everything is Be'erich in over here. Okay, so we'll stop here.